This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
So I provide the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Thank you for tuning into the show today. We've got a lot to talk about here today on the program with respect to the subject of health, your health, and a lot of news that you're going to definitely benefit through and by. I'd like to also start off by wishing each and every one of you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Go out on your dad's celebration. For all you dads listening to the program, have a healthy day. I will do the same, being a proud father of six children myself. And it's going to be a great day. Now, I want to start out the show here by telling you that the first hour of this program is going to be focused on the topic of COVID, because it's still going. It is still going. It's in the news. More and more shots, COVID shots, are being rolled out. People being recommended to have COVID shots. A lot of controversy stirring about this topic. I'd love to get away from it and get back to the business of helping people with other topics. But it's just not going to go away anytime soon. The pharmaceutical companies won't allow it to go away. It's too profitable. And it's way too profitable for conventional medicine to keep it rolling as well. That is, shots and everything associated with the COVID shots, the experimental gene therapy rollout. We've got a lot of information to share with you on that. And it's by no means, let me just do this little disclaimer here, by no means is it a recommendation coming straight from yours truly, to tell you directly not to get a COVID shot or any other vaccine or shot for that matter. That's a decision you will have to make personally for yourself or in consultation with a learned healthcare provider that you know and trust. All of that is important in the consideration of what you do with your health. Now, whatever decision you make, either pro or con, on any related matter associated with your health, is yours to make, and it's the one that is right, and I respect that. However, a lot of people go into these sort of things as in taking vaccines or shots without proper knowledge, without information, usually driven by fear, the emotion of fear, as opposed to, you know, the idea behind it maybe being scientific and or benefits outweighing the risks. In this case, they're now, when I say there, I mean the news media in conjunction with the government is now prompting people to go out and get updated on the new COVID strain XBB. Have you heard about it? XBB. I don't know if you're aware of this particular strain of COVID, but I was listening to an audio clip of this the other day from NBC News where a commentator was interviewing a doctor. And this doctor was on the show encouraging people to get out and get that new strain. Get updated. Make sure you're updated because, boy, oh, boy, it's going to be bad when we get into the fall and the winter season. I want you to listen very carefully to this audio clip. And then when we come back, I'm going to be talking about a Cleveland Clinic health systems note that just came out about a study with respect to the same exact topic, comparing people who have been, let's call it, vaccinated against COVID and those who have not, and which group fared better. This should be of interest to you. I will ask my co-pilot of the show, who runs everything and makes sure this show does not crash and burn. His name's Alex. Alex, do we have that NBC News XBB clip ready to go to play for our audience? And when we do, would you let me know, sir, about that? Because we need to fire that. But I'll also let you know that we're going to be also playing some information, some audio information from Dr. Peter McCullough. He's been very outspoken on this topic. He is a medical doctor, a physician, a cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist, and he has been very vocal with respect to his opinion of completely stopping the COVID rollout and dismantling it because the adverse side effects, according to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VARS, is just very lopsided. And most consumers are not hearing that. No, they're not finding that out. Also, Dr. Malone, you're going to be hearing today an audio clip of him talking about this as well, stating that there's more than 17,000 physicians, medical physicians, who are pleading with the FDA and the CDC to stop and pull back and dismantle the whole COVID vaccine or COVID shot rollout. Dr. Robert Malone, also being an MD and has a master's degree in public health, is one of the few physicians who had the opportunity to work on the technology of mRNA, the technology that went into these COVID shots. Do we have the audio clip now, Alex, prepared, ready to go with the NBC News XBB? Okay, let's go ahead and play that now. Listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen.
FDA advisors voting unanimously to update the next round of COVID boosters. It is clearly a very busy evening because also just coming into us, news on the health front. This panel of FDA advisors voting unanimously to update the next round of COVID boosters for the fall. So it's the next step for your fall booster shot. They're trying to target the biggest strain of the virus that's going around. Right now, it's an Omicron subvariant called XBB. They want new vaccines to give you longer protection from the virus. And the timing is important here. You might think, well, it's only June. Why are we talking about fall shots? Because Pfizer and companies like that need to know sort of what they need to make, basically. They need the time to actually create these shots. Dr. John Torres is joining us now. So what does this mean for all the rest of us, right? If we're going to go out and get a booster, you know, if we need one, et cetera.
And Hallie, you're exactly right. The reason they made this decision today is because they need to give the manufacturers time to ramp up, and it takes a few months. Manufacturers are saying mid to late summer they should start getting the vaccines out there, and so we'll find out when we're going to get them. But essentially what this means to us is we know they're now going to make this booster shot with just this XBB variant. Like you mentioned, it's 40% for one of them, the 1.5, but there's other variants as well. They're bringing it up to 70-80% of all the cases out there because of XBB. And so they want to make sure we're protected against that by using an XBB variant. They did not decide which variant to use since there are a variety of them, and they're going to leave that up to the FDA to decide once they get this recommendation from the advisory committee. And then as far as what's going to happen from there, CDC is going to meet next week and they're going to decide, okay, who gets what and when and how they're going to do all that.
Okay, you were listening there to NBC News, a commentator interviewing a doctor regarding the rollout, the FDA and the CDC recommending that everybody get updated with this new shot that has this new variant counter in it. Well, I'm going to talk about this when we come back from this break, why that is not a good idea, according to Cleveland Clinic and other doctors. You won't want to miss this information because somebody's going to be hammering on you this fall to get these shots. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
What's your age? That's A-G-E, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Yeah, what if I just pull you home? What if I lean in and then the stars line up and it's our last first kiss? What if one of these days, baby, I go and change?
And a health healthy and happy. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We so appreciate you tuning into the show today and telling others to do the very same thing so they have the opportunity to learn about all this great news we bring to the table each and every week. And if for some reason on a given weekend you miss a show, you can hear it again or hear it for the very first time in our podcast library, which the shows are posted in on Wednesdays, by Wednesday of the following Sunday, each and every week. So if you want to hear it all again, this show you're listening to right now, or you believe there's somebody in your life that should be listening to it, that is snoozing right now or is unable to listen to it, maybe a relative in a distant place, a state, another city, another country, you can always direct them over to my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, and then there's buttons right up at the top. I think it's the last colored button from the top of the page. Just click on that, and you're in the podcast library of past shows. That's what podcasts are. They're past recorded shows. All right, now, before we took our break, you happen to hear an audio news clip from NBC News. One of the commentators over there interviewing a physician, a doctor, encouraging people to go out and get the new COVID shot strain that they're giving out called XBB to protect against this new variant. And I will also remind you that many physicians, many experts believe that the reason there are so many variants that are rolling off of the original Alpha strain of COVID is because they were poorly advised and dropped a mass vaccination program in the middle of a pandemic. When you do that, you force these germs, these viruses, to mutate rapidly, and then you never get rid of them. They just continue to roll, as opposed to stratifying your approach by looking at the most susceptible people in our society, maybe people in nursing homes, people who are over the age of 75, people who have some comorbidity or some other health challenge. Maybe, just maybe, those people might find some level of benefit in these types of mass vaccination or inoculation or shot programs. And in this case, unfortunately, it's not even a vaccine. It's an experimental gene therapy because it doesn't fit the same definition of what a vaccine really is, as in comparing it to measles, mumps, rubella, etc. Because we know the COVID shots do not stop people from transmitting it, and they don't stop people from getting it in the first place. Therefore, it's not a vaccine. But nonetheless, we have now, of course, the call to action, the first one that I've heard coming out of NBC News telling people, oh, gosh, you better get shot up again with COVID shots. Get in there. Get updated. Because if you don't, you're going to be sick, really sick. And then literally around the same exact time, this study comes out revealing that 23% lower risk of getting COVID to those not up to date with these shots, in a compelling counter-narrative to the prevailing views all over the news and all through conventional medicine, FDA, CDC, all of that, probably World Health Organization, views on COVID-19 vaccines. A recent study from Cleveland Clinic Health Systems reveals that individuals not considered up to date with these COVID shots, as per the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention's definition, may have a lower risk of contracting the virus to their up-to-date counterparts. This unexpected finding emerges as the dominant XBB lineages of the virus circulate, leading researchers to question the efficacy of the bivalent vaccines against the new variants and the existing CDC guidelines for determining vaccine adequacy. So there you have it. Those who get the vaccine, more susceptible to getting COVID. Those who don't, 23% less likely to get it. So this is not only not a pandemic, and it never was, of the unvaccinated, it is the pandemic of the vaccinated, based on this information and, of course, other information that we have provided for you over the last 3+ years. So, once again, we're trying to correct the incorrectness of the direction, but again, it's your decision whether you get a shot or not. Whatever decision you make is the right one. Now, I also will, at this point in time, play for you an audio tape of Dr. Peter McCullough, what he has to say. He is a medical doctor, a cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist. He was recently interviewed, again, in Congress, what his opinion was about these shots. Listen very carefully to what this former professor of a medical school has to say about getting a COVID shot. This is Dr. Peter McCullough. Go.
We have a situation where there has been unprecedented injuries, disabilities, and deaths with these vaccines. Now, our CDC says that 92% of Americans have taken at least one shot. We learned from a study from Harvard and Northeastern University called the COVID Community States Program, using a very large representative survey, that the CDC was overestimating. In fact, the true number of Americans who took at least one shot is 75%. That means we have 25% of the population that's available to study as unvaccinated, and our experts testifying after me will talk about the differences between vaccinated and unvaccinated. As a doctor, I am seeing and managing patients who suffer vaccine injuries, disabilities, and sadly dealing with families whose loved ones died after the vaccine. What I can tell you is that by January 22nd of 2021, the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System had already recorded 182 deaths with the COVID-19 vaccine. That's just actually a few weeks into the campaign. The whole system, for all the vaccines combined, for every year it's ever been done, typically comes in at about 150 deaths, which can happen. People can die of acute allergic reactions, widely administered vaccines. But 182, we were over the line. The program was co-administered, and still is today, not by a separate vaccine administration committee or organization, but is co-administered by the FDA and the CDC. Neither of those two agencies have any historical experience in administering a big vaccine campaign. Neither should they. The FDA is supposed to be a separate watchdog on drug safety. The CDC is strictly to do outbreak investigation, data analytics, and in vitro diagnostics. None of them have a role in directly administering a vaccine program. So by conflict of interest, neither one of those organizations was ever going to stop this campaign for safety. This campaign should have had an independent data safety monitoring board of experts to be reviewing data on a monthly basis. And when they saw a signal, as one was seen in January 22nd of 2021, the program should have been immediately paused to figure out why were people dying after the vaccine.
Epidemiologist, former professor of a medical school, and former editor of two medical journals, and his discussion, his opinion is very outspoken about this. He's been a guest on the program here in the past, and there he again sets the stage for all the misinformation, disinformation about COVID that you've heard. Really sad. 182 deaths in the first few weeks. Folks, when 50 people died when the swine flu vaccine was rolled out years ago, they stopped it immediately. When people started getting paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome and deaths, they stopped it at 50. 182 in the first few weeks, we keep rolling into now tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of deaths. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. We'll be right back. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear.
the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice have done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Or welcome you if you're just tuning into the program. We thank you for that. We're going to go to the phone calls on the lines right now in just a moment. And if you want to join us here on the show and comment on what you've heard so far related to the NBC News and the doctor who was on there, and now the big call to action, get another round of COVID boosters for the new strain that's flowing around out there. If you want to comment on that, if you're going to do it, if you are upset because you feel duped, you feel lied to, you feel cheated, you feel deceived because you're learning that FDA, CDC got it all wrong. They didn't even need to be, and were not qualified to roll out or administer a mass vaccination program. That's why they got it wrong. They botched the whole thing. They've also lied about the statistics about how many people are actually vaccinated versus those who are really not. I mean, all this information, the truth will eventually come to the surface. We'll find these things out. It may take time, but in the meantime, people are, you know, they're really, the FDA and the CDC and conventional medicine, those who are jamming this down the blood vessels of people, they're depending on fear overwhelming people where they just go and do what they're being told to do like sheeple. Now, I realize that there are many people who are looking in the rearview mirror going, why did I do this? I should not have done this. Oh, my gosh. And if you want to comment on what you're hearing about this and what you're learning about it, if you feel some way, somehow, that you've been wronged and you want to comment on that with respect to the COVID shot, you may call into this program. If you feel that it's the best thing in the world you should have done and you're glad you did, you're welcome to comment on that as well. Our number into the program, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B. We're going to go to phones. And Sandra in Texas, you'll be first to stand by. Also, keep in mind that with Dr. McCullough having been a guest on the program, we covered a lot of ground on his interview. And as he points out, I mean, a very important point that when these people who started dying in the initial stages of rolling out the COVID shots and the people who stepped up and were volunteering to take it, 182 people died within the first few weeks. Red flags should have gone off, and the whole thing should have been stopped right there. Should have been put on pause to find out why so many people are dying. Didn't happen, folks. They just kept rolling because of the pharmaceutical companies had been invested in it. There was a lot of pressure by our government to do something fast. You remember 2 weeks to shelter and then everything's going to be just fine. And it just kept another iteration of that kept rolling. And now we have, according to the VAERS Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, tens of thousands of people who have died, maybe hundreds of thousands of people died. We don't know. It's still being counted. It's still being uncovered. And we just played to you information with respect to that. And as I pointed out in the last segment, the Cleveland Clinic is saying, study revealing 23% lower COVID risk in those not getting these shots versus those people who are completely vaccinated. So it's the unvaccinated who are more protected than the vaccinated. According to Cleveland Clinic Health System, a very well-respected system here in the United States. Now, one final clip, and I wanted to play to you. It's Dr. Robert Malone, who is a medical doctor with a master's degree in public health. He is one of the doctors who had the opportunity to work on the technology that went into the mRNA vaccine rollouts. This is his, listen to his opinion, and he's talking as a spokesperson for 17,000 medical physicians around the world who are saying this disaster, this Frankenstein COVID shot ought to stop as soon as possible. Here are his comments. Go.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to myself and my colleagues today speaking to you from the heart about what we've observed and what we're recommending as the Global COVID Summit team of over 17,000 physicians and scientists from all over the world. We declare, and the data confirm, that the COVID-19 experimental genetic therapy injections must end. We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk for the young and healthy. They do not reduce COVID-19 infection, which is treatable and not terminal. Furthermore, the most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
Shocking to hear is an understatement when you hear a doctor like Dr. Robert Malone with his credentials, his work on the mRNA himself, now speaking about it. Now, one or two or three things are going to happen here. Many of you who are listening right now are going to be feeling pretty angry that have received a shot. But you know what? Don't be angry. Make it right by sharing this information with others that you may know that are not listening to this broadcast right now. Give them the opportunity to know what you now know going forward. And for those of you who chose to put the brakes on or just pause or just say, you know what, I'm just going to wait a little bit just to see what happens. This just doesn't feel right to me. Congratulations to you. You are the warriors. You are the brave in the, among us that said, you know what, I just don't, there's something not right here. I'm just going to wait and see what happens. Or some you consulted with a learned physician you know and trust, and he said, you know what, you better wait on this now. I'm not really sure myself. And because of that, I don't have a lot of confidence in this. Man, did you get great advice there based on what we're learning now, post the dust starting to settle and the truth finally percolating to the surface. It just, you know, and I've had people tell me, both doctors, physicians, friends of mine, and people who have received the COVID shot, feel like they got sucker punched. They were actually blindsided. They were hit in the back of the head suddenly, emotionally, by the fear that was being foistered upon them unnecessarily. And they panicked and they made the wrong decision. But again, that's water under the bridge. You have to move forward. You got to learn from these things or history will repeat itself. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Some nutrients can be very difficult to absorb, which means they may not deliver optimal benefits. The Gamasorb delivery system, exclusively available from Terry Naturally, changes that. Gamasorb is a plant-based material that binds to nutrients and makes them more bioavailable and absorbable for increased effectiveness. Gamasorb has been shown to increase the absorption of certain fat-soluble dietary ingredients, in some cases by as much as 8 times. When you see the Gamasorb symbol, it means you're getting a supplement with a unique delivery system that is the key to amazing absorption. Gamasorb is paired with premium ingredients, including CoQ10, propolis, and berberine in exclusive Terry Naturally formulas. Try them today. Find the Gamasorb delivery system in Terry Naturally products at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
I'm
healthy. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Appreciate you tuning into the program. Remember, the website that I have is an extension of this radio show where you can stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in the area of health and wellness. It's over there, and also the podcast library lives there. A lot of other interesting things as well. DrBob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com. We're going to open up the phone lines now for open topic health-related questions or comments on anything related to what I discussed in the first two or three segments of the show related to COVID. Our number into the program, love to have you join us, and I'll do my very best to help you out with a health-related question that you may have on your mind about yourself or somebody else. The number into the show, toll-free. Free nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262 is our call-in number. All right, we go to the phones now. First up is Sandra calling in from the state of Texas. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Sandra. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Bob. Pleasure and for your information, and thank you for the courage that you have. I have two comments and a question. Mm-hmm. I eat raisins and the fruit blueberries for the joints, and they work. I do not know why they work, but they work.
Okay.
Also, Bernard Jensen taught in the 90s, 80s, and 90s foods. And he was using the Bible a lot, and he taught iridology, and he taught foods as the medicine, and he used different courses and books to teach the foods.
Yes, he was one of my teachers, Dr. Bernard Jensen, a chiropractor,
oh, really?
By the way. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, really, really good. Thank you. God's using you, and God used Jensen very much.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a question. Will you give your diet, Mediterranean diet, details of what you eat and how to do the proteins from that?
Okay, I will, and I appreciate your phone call, your very kind comments as well, Sandra. Thank you and for listening to the show. Yeah, the Mediterranean diet, that's the sort of diet that I consume. That I recommend. It's not a one-size-fits-all program. There are other people who benefit by more protein, more fat, good fats, and some with a little bit more fiber. But the Mediterranean diet, I think, overall is good because it's a healthy eating plan. Historically, when you look at it, and you look at all the social patterns, the area of the Mediterranean Sea, including those that reside in the area of, like, Italy and Greece and Turkey and Spain, the diet has stood the test of time, lifelong eating and living. It's a style of eating. And it's based on the anti-inflammatory foods program. That's what it's based on. It's a plant-based ingredients and healthy fats diet, which emphasizes fresh fruit, organic, of course, whenever possible, fresh vegetables, organic when possible, lean proteins such as fish, whole grains, 100% whole grains, beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, healthy fats like olive oil and avocado oil and coconut oil, and of course in the Mediterranean style of eating, because I have been there and we're going to be actually be going back there to the Mediterranean area, to Rome this summer. They, of course, integrate wine into their diets. Not overboard, but they drink a can. You don't have to do that, but that's how they get their grapes into the system. And so there's been a lot. It's called, there's a lot of studies, a lot of research on that. And again, you can either take that or leave it, your choice. But many studies have found that people following the Mediterranean style of diet are less likely to die of heart attacks, are less likely to have cardiovascular disease, strokes, dementia, and early death. We know that eating a Mediterranean-style diet protects against depression, obesity, metabolic syndrome, which is, in that same region as type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer also are reduced in response to eating a Mediterranean diet. So that's the sort of diet that I consume most of the time when I'm not doing intermittent fasting and other procedures that I feel are good for my body. But everybody's, I think a starting point for most people who don't know, you know, they're confused, they don't know to eat a paleo diet or a keto diet or the Beverly Hills diet or the Atkins diet. There's so many of them out there, and so many people are confused. And in as much as some of them may work with fast weight loss, for sure, the long approach on those same diets may not be good, whereas the Mediterranean diet, it's solid from the beginning to the end, and it's one that you can stay on a regular basis because it does include those foods that the body wants more of, anti-inflammatory foods, and a plant-centered diet. It's not a vegetarian diet or a vegan diet, not that at all, even though that's fine, and we know that people who eat vegetarian and vegans are healthier across the board anyway and live longer. Glad you called into the program. Thank you very much for that, Sandra. We'll be right back. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Everybody, just get into it. Get started. All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. You definitely not want to go anywhere because coming up, I'm going to be talking about some topics that you'll definitely want to hear with respect to COVID. COVID-19 shots in the news again. These shots can increase facial paralysis, according to brand new information out of the FDA. You get the shot, and all of a sudden, your face looks paralyzed. You look hideous as a result of a paralyzed face, and it's all distorted. We're going to get into that next hour. Also, monkey virus DNA contamination found in COVID shots. I kid you not. We'll talk about a former MIT researcher talking about that and disclosing that. All of that straight ahead next hour. Do not go anywhere. Can't get the next hour of the show. If you're moving out of the range of the radio station you're in, roll over to my website. It's there. Live streaming audio, drbob.com, drbob.com. If you're not doing any of that, stay tuned to the radio station you're tuned to right now. All right, now. Did you know your mouth is the gateway to germs? Germs enter and spread through the body from a few places, the most common of which is the nose and the mouth. The nose, of course, we know we use clear nasal spray to take care of that. The mouth, however, use the Spry Dental Defense System. Though we need to pay attention to cleaning our noses, of course, most definitely we recommend that on the show with clear nasal sprays. Making sure your mouth is clean is especially important for your health and the health of others. If you don't want to attend dental practices and dental hygienists more than you really should on a maintenance level, then you'll start using the Spry Dental Defense System, the one that's rich in xylitol. This is the system that when you use the mouth rinse, Spry mouth rinse, and Spry toothpaste rich in xylitol, the germs will leave. They will not be able to metabolize the xylitol. It is a delicious type of sugar that does not create cavities. It's anti-cavity, and it will make your teeth squeaky, clean, and beautiful. Not only that, it reduces the risk of decay and gingivitis and periodontal disease. You can do this. Don't go with the other brands. They're all full of chemicals. I don't care if it's Colgate, Crest, TheraBreath, Sensodyne, Rembrandt. It doesn't matter. I've checked them all out. And if you're using a mouthwash that's got Listerine in it or some of the other gross stuff, it's actually more harm, in my opinion, than good. Use the clear the Clear Company are the ones who make the Spry Dental Defense System, mouthwash, toothpaste. They also have mints and gum. I use it. You should too, and your family will enjoy it. Where can you find these? Well, at finer health and grocery stores and drug stores nationwite, CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid, Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, the company's website. For more information, clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. The X in clear stands for xylitol, X-L-E-A-R, for the Spry Dental Defense System and the clear nasal sprays. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.